We're down here at the Sheffield Arena. Just behind me, training is underway for Great Britain women's ice hockey team. They'll be taking on the Netherlands in two friendly matches to prepare for the World Championships. And I'm joined by head coach Cheryl Smith. Cheryl, how are preparations going?
Fantastic. It's tough this year. There's more competition for places this year than there's ever been.
And unusually, you and your sister Michelle, obviously you've been involved with Great Britain for many years, but is it unusual to have twins in the kind of head coaching roles, really?
It's unusual. I've not come across it before, but I think it's good for the sport. We think along the same lines, but also myself playing defence when I played and Michelle as a forward, we have a different kind of game that we both like to run with. So it's good, it works well for us. Mm. We both see a different game and we can have healthy disputes, shall we put it that way.
Now, we saw Great Britain's men narrowly miss out on a gold medal in their last tournament. How does the standard of women's international ice hockey compare?
It's a different level. I mean, anybody who says otherwise, you know, women's hockey in the UK is coming on and it's moved a long way in the last 12 months. But you can't compare it to the men. You really need to go overseas. And that's not being disrespectful to the UK game. It's just where it is right now. We're trying to make inroads to that.
And I guess one of the major differences is the fact that a lot of the players are still semi-professional, essentially.
They all work. If they're not at work, then they're in college. The only players that are really doing it full-time at the moment are the overseas that are studying at university. They're on every day. Some of these girls barely get one session a week at club level. You know, they fight and they travel the length of the country just to get that extra hour's ice if it's possible. So, you know, when you compare that, these girls are doing absolutely remarkable.
So then talking a bit about the World Championships and that tournament, just tell us a bit about that aspect of things, because this is all kind of planning towards that really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've got DPR Korea this year. They've come down for the pool ahead. That's going to be tough. Then we play Korea, so two Korean sides in this year. But you really can't underestimate any team. We've gone to World Championships in the past where the bottom seed last year has actually come out on top. That's the reality. You cannot underestimate any team. Certainly Korea, they're changing their development and the way they're structured, so they're going to come out good.
So what you need to do, the centre is going to curl round, pick the puck up. That D man behind the net needs to support that centre man, okay?
Yeah, I'm Louise Adams and I'm from Bracknell Quimbies, play for them, and I'm 20 years old.
What position do you play, Louise?
I play forward, but I also play D, so a bit of everywhere. Been in the under-18s since I was 15, and then I moved up to the seniors when I was 16, so this will be my fifth World Championships this year if I make the squad.
Just tell me a bit about the group that you've got here. Obviously, the 29 ladies here have all kind of come together. What's the group like and the feeling in the camp at the moment?
Yeah, it's a good bunch of girls. We all get along really well. We all come from different parts of the country, which makes training hard, like, regularly. But they're a good bunch of girls.
So in that respect, how important is it to have, for example, today you're training in the Sheffield Arena, to have these ice pads available to you where everyone can meet over the weekend and have a good training session?
Yeah, it's great because it's quite central, especially as some come from Scotland and some from the south. So it's an easy place for everyone to meet, like early mornings and everything, but it's worth it to get in for some good training.
How has the standard improved of Great Britain women's ice hockey particularly as well?
Yeah, it's got a lot higher over the recent years because we've focused a lot more on fitness. It's become a lot more scientific, whereas before it's just kind of turn up and play. Whereas now we get fitness programs, nutrition.
Talking a bit about the games that you've got coming up against the Netherlands, and I understand you played them not too long ago in an exhibition game as well.
Yeah, we played them last year and we won one and lost one. It was a good competitive game because they're in the group above us, so it's a nice challenge.
How do you look at the challenge that you face at the World Championships this year as well?
Yeah, in our group it's a big split. Like, we have a couple of games where the games aren't too challenging, but then we have maybe three teams which could go either way depending on how the game goes. I think it's very achievable for us to get gold in this tournament, but we have to work hard to get there.
I'm Regan Downing, I'm 17 years old and I play forward. I'm from Sheffield, I started playing when I was 10, so I've been playing 7 years now. And I've always played through Sheffield junior system and now I play with Kingston women's team.
When you look around the squad, there's five obviously ladies that are playing at Sheffield at the moment, and obviously yourself, you're originally from the area, you're now playing down in Kingston as you mentioned. How much talent is there generated from the Sheffield area?
I'd like to say there's a couple of big clubs like Nottingham and Sheffield around, and to me most of the talent out of the boys and the girls comes from the biggest clubs. So like you've got your Bracknell, your Sheffield and your Nottingham, And most of the talent to me comes out of them clubs, because you get the best coaches normally go there, and then you got the higher teams like the Steelers and Panthers there.
How is it working under the Smith twins? Obviously kind of sharing the head coaching roles between the under-18s and the senior ladies as well?
It's a lot better because like they're both women coaches, they've played GB, so you look up to them. And when I started playing, I played with the boys and I didn't really know there were female hockey until about 5 years ago. It's just a lot better when you meet players who play for GB and you see how they play, and then you realise that women can actually do something. Because I know playing through the boys, you hardly see any women hockey players, and it really like surprises you when you actually know there's women's hockey and there's good women out there.
In the dressing room, we ran through the breakouts, OK? Every single breakout was a pass up the middle of the ice. I guarantee you, at international level, that pass will be a suicide pass for the other player. Think about it, girls, because right now, you're not delivering the goods, OK?
Michelle Smith, assistant coach to the GB senior women's side.
Michelle, you've been running a session here at the Sheffield Arena today. How's it all kind of been going?
It's been going well. I mean, we've still got a couple of players that are new to the GB setup, so they're learning how the programme runs. We've got some players here that are trying to work their way into that team. So, you know, there's a lot of hungry players out there. So it's been today's been a bit hit and miss. We've had high tempo, low tempo, and I think the newer players have got to realise that they've got a much higher standard here, which I think they found out with the scrimmage at the end.
There's a large proportion of Sheffield players as well. Five players that are named that are playing for Sheffield teams. How much of a successful hub is it for players moving through into especially the women's international game?
I've got to be honest and say this year, more so than ever, I think you'll find that we've got such a variety of players from different clubs. Normally it is just sort of like three or four clubs where players come from. Yes, there's quite a large number from Sheffield, Bracknell, we've got a couple from Kingston, but there's players from Whitley Bay that are still on the programme and they're still contending for a place. So, you know, we've got Manchester players. I think this year, more so than ever, people have realised that it doesn't matter where you play at club level. It doesn't matter what systems you run at club level. Once you get here, if you can deliver the fundamentals, as we call it, and you've got good skill sets, then, you know, the rest is up to you. You can skate your way into the team.
OK, girls, that's it for today. The last 15 minutes of that session is where you've got to be. We started eventually, as we settled down, to use as D. We got a lovely play on that last line, the yellows, and that all came from using our points. Smart hockey gets the job done, OK? Thank you.